If you've ever seen one of the movies in the Back to the Future series, you know that Michael J. Fox, in the role of Marty McFly, drives a DeLorean, which must hit a speed of 88 miles per hour in order to transport him backward or forward through time. While a time machine may be far-fetched, there's another factor that may have prevented time travel in that DeLorean. It's part of our Best of 2023 series, and it's next on The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Sometimes a movie turns a car into a classic.
If it wasn't for Back to the Future, unfortunately this car would have been forgotten.
Chris Gergeny is, of course, speaking about the DeLorean, a car that became a time machine in the classic movie Back to the Future. But the image we have in our mind may not be the reality of the DeLorean.
They're beautiful cars. That stainless steel is beautiful surface. It's heavy. It's got a little Renault six-cylinder in it. It is massively underpowered. And they were terribly made. And ours is an 81, the first year. That is as good as they get. It's also one of the least comfortable cars you will ever get in and out of.
As Doc explained in the movie, hitting a certain speed allowed one to time travel.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious...
I needed to cut Doc off before he said that last word on the air, but hitting that 88 miles per hour allowed Michael J. Fox, a.k.a. Marty McFly, to time travel.
And everybody's top question to me is, what happens when you hit 88? I'm telling you now, I've had it out on the highway... Slight downhill, slight tailwind, fifth gear, floored to the maximum, I got up to 86. Short of dropping it out of an airplane or off a cliff, it will never hit 88.
You can see a DeLorean here, not the one in the movie, but still, where else are you going to find one that they may even let you take your picture in? You can see my picture in the DeLorean on our American Countryside Facebook page. Of course, there's much more at the Midwest Dream Car Collection than this one car.
You can tell we don't specialize in any era, make, or model. We got a little bit of something for everybody.
Traveling the countryside in Manhattan, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.